As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We didn't break for long. Bills offense coordinator Joe Brady.
What have your early impressions been of Joshua Palmer, and how would you really see him fitting into the offense, the impact he can make for you guys?
Yeah, I think, I've been a fan of Josh's since he was coming out. He's a very intelligent football player, conscientious, wants to know the why and the big picture to everything, and, kind of a seamless fit for our room. He's a guy that can play all the positions, play inside, play outside. It was a great get for us.
Have you seen Dalton Kincaid respond to what was a trying season, the injury and playing through that, his approach to the spring thus far?
I feel like he lived here this offseason. When you see him out of practice, he looks just like Dalton Kincaid. Credit to him just living in the weight room, with the medical guys, just getting together with them. But I've loved everything I've seen from him. He's playing with confidence again, so it's been really fun to see.
You've been with Josh now for a couple of years. How do you mix your message up to keep things fresh when you've worked together for so many years?
Look, every year is a new year. We haven't done anything this year, so our approach is you don't get to pick up where you left off, and we really don't want to. And so Josh kind of embodies that. We're starting over from when it's install one, it's the most basics, and we have to master the system at every level. And so sometimes you think you know everything, and then if you really humble yourself to starting over, there's always little things that you can pick up. There's always elements of the offense. Offensive line, there's, 101 sometimes for a quarterback position. And then with a guy like Josh, you get the MVP, it's you're trying to just continue to challenge him in ways and he wants it all. But every year is a new year. We kind of just start over and he embraces that and kind of rolls with it. So it makes it easy.
So how many years is that? Even he's starting over, I know every year he expects something to improve on. Last year was turnovers. What have you seen from him this year, as a focus point?
Yeah, that's going to probably be a question you guys will have to, ask him. What I love about Josh is his demeanor, his approach, his mindset. It is as impressive as it gets, and it's infectious around the team. So when he walks in the building, you don't see a guy that you don't feel a guy that just won the MVP last year and it's like, oh, you know what, like, I'm good. You feel a guy that's hungry and is trying to figure out ways to get better and embracing his new teammates and trying to get them on the same page as him. It's impressive. And I feel like year after year, I'm having to do a little less because he's doing more. And that's what's impressive about, him as a leader.
As well as everybody needs a coach of work last year. Do you want to see him want it to carry over, or and can it carry over to its level of success, given that you've got new pieces?
Well, it's about defining what everyone eats kind of means. And to me, it has nothing to ever do with production. It's all about a selfless mindset. It's all about an approach. It's all about of, hey, I'm going to take care of my job, and if I do my job, everything else will come to me. And so that's all that it ever really is about. And so when guys have success, we want to love each other, and celebrate each other's success. That's what it's about. It's not about, hey, this guy goes for 100 yards and then this guy runs for 100 yards. It's never about that. It's just about celebrating each other's successes and not caring about your own and caring about finding ways to win football games.
Joey, I know that you said that every year's a new year, but you're kind of unique here. You have a lot of guys returning, right? I mean, whole offensive line, basically 10 guys, running back group, maybe a couple receivers have changed. How does that change your approach as an OC? Everything's different, but you have these building blocks you've been building with the same group.
Yeah, no, it's unique, but I think a problem that every coach faces every year is if you think you can just pick up where you left off, you lose sight of the details, you lose sight of the how, you lose sight of like what got you to that point. And so, yeah, there's elements of what we did last year that we obviously need to continue to sustain, but there's so many elements we got to get better at. And I think when you just focus sometimes on the good or we got a lot of guys back, you can get comfortable. And we got to get better on offense, right? We got to find ways to improve. If as long as we embody that and have that mindset, regardless if we had 11 new starters or all 11 back, we got to have that same approach.
What does better look like when you score 30 points a game?
Well, it's never been about the production and the results to me. And that's something that we embody with it. It's, when it's a run play, what does the backside receiver look like? When I'm running a route that I might not be the primary, but I'm opening it up for the other receiver, what does my body language look like? So I believe that all of that leads to points. But I think sometimes we get caught up in thinking that the result is the big picture, and it's not. I think good things, and when everybody eats, it's a mindset of just doing your job, and the results will take care of itself.
What are your thoughts on what James Cook is going through right now, and have you had any contact with him?
Yeah, I mean, I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo, and look, that's stuff that's besides me, that I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, when he is here, to be able to get with him. It's I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and seeing Ray and Ty and Diev and Frank just get those opportunities, like everybody kind of benefits from that. And but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
Specifically with Ray Davis, how have you seen him take advantage of these extra reps after opportunities in James's absence?
Well, I think your second year playing football is just in the NFL, just going through the off season is critical. You think back to these rookies, they go from they go straight from a bowl season to getting ready for a combine and training to then, I mean, they're just trying to keep their head above water, right? And so for a guy like Ray, who is as conscientious as it gets and wants to be a perfectionist, it's been really good for him to kind of take a step back and kind of be able to evaluate how he played last year and watch the tape and learn the running back position at a different level. Like, I thought that was a big reason, we've been able to have some success in the run game as we have the last few years, is because the running back's understanding what the O-line are thinking. And now Ray just having the offseason to go through it, has been really good and really unique. And you can see him just kind of taking another step to his game, both in the run game and the pass game, and which makes life exciting for me.
Joe, I'm sorry. A guy comes in like Khalil Shakir, and you hope as a rookie, when he was a rookie, that he can get in on the field and everything. Has he raised his ceiling in your mind for what he's done and progressed and now signing a new deal to what he could be for you guys offensively, as good as he was last year?
Yeah, I don't really believe in ceilings, because I think then you're just limiting what you think a guy can do. A guy like Khalil Shakir, and then on the same thing, it's right, like, you get guys, they come in the league and they get drafted and they feel like they have to live up to an expectation. Then they go into a contract and they feel like, I got to play well, I got to get a contract. And then they get the contract and then they feel like they have to live up to the contract. I don't need him to do anything besides be Khalil Shakir. Like, his good is good enough. I have to continue to find different ways to get him involved in the offense. But I don't believe in putting ceilings on players, because both guys that we've had or guys that are coming from different places, because, you know, we got to continue to find ways to utilize our guys. And I couldn't say anything better about Khalil Shakir and his approach, his mindset, and how he does everything. And I don't need him to change anything, any part of. There's a reason he was rewarded for what he did.
Hey, Joe, thoughts on two guys, Elijah Moore first, and then Laviska Shenault. It's early, but what do you see in them, and what do you know of them coming to the Bills? Where do you think they could fit in here?
Yeah, I mean, it's. Look, we're 4 days into OTAs, right, with no pads. It's important, but I don't live in the world of, hey, the production is everything right now. To me, it's just like we were just kind of talking about the how, you know, are we understanding kind of what we need to do, what we're asked to do. What I've been the most impressed with those guys is their care for understanding and learning our offense and how we do things here. And that's what's important to me. You get a guy like Elijah. You know, I feel like he's living here, wanting to just kind of embody it, play inside, play outside, figure out, hey, what can he do to, what is Josh thinking on these plays? You know, what's the why? We're from the same area, so I've been following him, I feel like, his whole career, and it's been really cool of just seeing his approach, his demeanor, a guy that, you know, doesn't speak much, but just kind of works. You know, Laviska, like I said, a lot of these guys, it's fun because we've seen them coming out. Laviska was an absolute playmaker coming out, you know, get the ball in his hands and good things happen. And it's been really cool to just get these guys that are playmakers, being able to see what they can do and try to get a feel of and learn them. Just because a guy was utilized in a certain way somewhere else doesn't mean that's the only way they can be utilized. And so that's the process right now that we're trying to figure out is, hey, how do you utilize a guy like Elijah Moore or Josh Palmer or Laviska Shenault, some of these new guys, but their approach, their mindset, everything that we're kind of putting on their plates right now has been impressive.
You mentioned Dalton living in the weight room.
I'm sorry.
You mentioned Dalton living in the weight
room. I'm used to you guys on Zoom.
Have you seen similar gains from Keon this offseason?
Yeah. Keon, well, it's like I said, same thing like Ray Davis, right? You go into your second year. I mean, you're a 21-year-old guy. You see a guy, a basketball player that's now evolving into a football player. You know, you see the physicality. Again, there's no pads on, right? And so don't get me wrong. It's important. These practices are everything to us. We get to go out on the football field, but we know that football's played in the pads. But Keon's knowledge of the game, the nuances of the receiver position and the release game, all of those elements that he's had an off season, we've had an off season to watch it with him, see his growth. You know, so yeah, you see those signs right now. I liked how Keon played last year, and I'm enjoying seeing the questions that he's asking, his approach, moving him around, doing different things with him, seeing what he can and cannot do. But all of that stuff, once pads come on for any wide receiver, you know, once the physicality of the game, you know, football's a physical sport. So once the pads come on, you know, that's the biggest thing.
You mentioned moving him around. Can he get more looks on the inside?
Yeah, I mean, look, we have such a dynamic guy inside, but I don't believe in inside receivers, outside receivers. So a guy like Khalil, he's incredible at what he does. But that's some of the growth that, you know, for me as an offensive coordinator, is I got to make sure I'm moving Khalil around and getting him outside where they don't know exactly what he's doing. And part of, you know, our mindset and our approach with Everybody Eats is guys learning every position. Like, we don't have positions. It's understanding where you are in the offense. And so that helps us be able to move guys around inside, outside. And the more that you can have guys where they're not only one position players, it makes life a lot easier for us. And hopefully it makes it harder on the defense.
Joe, what did you learn about going through the head coach interview process last year, whether about yourself or the league or just the process itself and how it might benefit you?
I think, it's unique. It's unique when you're doing it, right? Your mind's all on the game. So sometimes you're trying to figure out if you're even half there for those process. But it's a unique process for me because you don't have to ever prepare for those because you're not spending any of your time on it. So you just go out, you're able to go there, kind of be yourself, answer whatever questions that they're, you know, have different than, you know, when I was in Carolina, our season was over, you're sitting there, you're preparing for interviews, you're thinking through those questions. You know, it's what's unique about doing it in the playoffs is like you get off the practice field and you're like, all right, cool. Just ask me whatever you got because I didn't spend any time, and you get to be yourself. And, you know, so it's a unique thing. But to say kind of learned anything about myself, you know, some of that is just it's interesting just learning both sides and seeing the other side. I always feel like sometimes those interviews are just as much an interview, you know, the people across, you know, from you as well. But obviously none of those things that I'm kind of thinking about right now. I know everything else takes care of itself. There's a reason I wanted to be back in Buffalo for sure.
You know, how self-assuring was last year in that sense, having that full year under your belt, success? success that you that your offense enjoyed. You had the NFL MVP for the first time, which is a, not all, you know, it doesn't happen all the time for offensive coordinators. And what are the challenges going into your second season as a full-time OC here?
Yeah. What was the original?
I don't think
you don't coach with that mindset, you know, like.
But in retrospect, as you reflect back, that means you've had a chance to reflect back.
Yeah, I think when you reflect back, you always reflect back on how you got to find ways to be better. Like we didn't do what we wanted to do, you know, and that falls on me. I have to do a better job, and so I don't think like that. I'm so excited when our guys have success. I loved seeing Josh, you know, win MVP. I love seeing our guys in the Pro Bowl. I love seeing our guys rewarded with contracts. That's them. You know, and they get rewarded for it. I have to continue to find ways for us to get better. And, you know, so that's not just focusing on the things that we did bad. We have to find out what we did well last year and making sure that, you know, when teams are studying us and figuring us out, that we're continuing to evolve from that standpoint as well. But that doesn't mean I'm just negative Nancy at all times. But, you know, I think that drive and that ambition for you is you see the guys that you're looking in front of in the unit meeting, and you want to make sure that you're doing everything for them to put them in a position to have success. And so we don't kind of live in a profession that, you know, you want the praise. You're just doing it so that your guys get all the praise.
Hey, Joe, when people think of offensive coordinators, they primarily focus on where the ball goes, right? Who's throwing it, who's catching it, who's getting it. But to the question that was asked earlier regarding continuity of your offensive line, left there and back, can you give an insight on how the offensive coordinator and you guys, how do you incorporate the fact that you were set there, but how does that impact what you do specifically? Because I think a lot of times people just think of where the ball goes.
Yeah, no, it's, look, we have the best, obviously the best quarterback in the game, but you're always going to go with your, it's hard to be a good quarterback if you're on your back, right? And so your offense line is critical, and that's both in the run game and the pass game. And I think the big thing that we try to pride ourselves here is the communication. Like, it is fortunate that we do have a lot of guys back. And so seeing, hey, their thoughts, hey, what are some elements that they think that we can improve on? Hey, how we can approach blocks differently? Hey, this is a scheme that we might have, you know, done a little bit last year, but hey, that's something that we really need to kind of go with this year. It's more of, yeah, we know that they're back. They make our lives a lot easier, but trying to get their feedback on, because we trust them and we know them, different than if you had five offensive linemen, you're trying to figure their strengths out. It helps when you have guys back because you do know what they can do. So it's more of, hey, can we rely on those guys to figure out, hey, they got to find ways to get better, but hey, what is the next thing that we can do based off of how they're, man, you're David Edwards and you're working with Deion Dawkins now, you're Cybo Spencer, they know each other. Hey, we can do this type of block. And that's what's been really kind of cool. And it's tough right now. They're not wearing pads. I feel like they do individual for 4 hours during practice. But, you know, that's been really cool for me, is those guys just coming to the office and just kind of, you know, kicking it and giving their thoughts and just talking ball.
Joe, we've not had a chance to talk to you since the AFC Championship game. What are your takeaways from that now that you've had a chance to sort of thoroughly digest it?
You know, I say I'm not a results guy, but, you know, when your season ends, the result is the result, right? And when you're the offense coordinator, you have your job is to score one more point than the opposing team, and we didn't get that done. And so that's what obviously, you know, makes it hard. That's what's tough, is you walk away and you're like, hey, you know what? I didn't do a good enough job. Without getting into specifics, you know, that's really the thing. Our guys know, you know, I try to pride myself on, you know, when the guys come out of the game, they know that I put them in the best position. And I don't think any of our guys would say I didn't, but my job is to say, hey, we didn't win the football game. We didn't get to where we needed to get to. I didn't do a good enough job. And I prefer when it falls on my shoulders and not my guys.
To that point, I mean, you had the ball with 3.5 minutes.
No doubt.
You probably like that situation.
Every time.
How much has that stuck with you this offseason that you didn't get that done?
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't – you can't always – I'm not sleeping. We want the ball in our hands with the game on the line. Like, no doubt about it, and I'll take that all day, every day. And so that's an opportunity for us, and we didn't get it done. And, that's important to us. That's always going to stick with you. But if we get that opportunity again, that's what I want. That's what our guys want. Like, you know, we got to be in that situation. We're playing on the road in those games, that chance going on, and we got to be excited as hell to go on that field and be able to go win the football game, and we didn't get it done. So we don't dwell on it, but we know what we're working towards, and when we start over and we do everything and we just continue to take care of what we can, when those opportunities come, we're going to make the most of it. And so, yeah, that's kind of where we're at.
Cool.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys.
That was Buffalo Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady. We also heard from Bills defense coordinator Bobby Babich. If you missed any of that and you'd like to listen back, you can find it on the Odyssey app or on our website, WGR550.com. With that, though, we have got to catch up on some breaks. So with that, we've got some bills to pay and some breaks to play. You're listening to WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We've heard from Bills defense coordinator Bobby Babich. We just wrapped up listening to Bills offensive coordinator Joe Brady as this is week number 2 of OTAs. The media will be in person for practice, and then next week is mandatory minicamp running from next Tuesday through Thursday. It sounds like James Cook is not in attendance again. Not too surprising. The real wait and see is next Tuesday for mandatory minicamp. I personally, if you had to ask if I was a betting man, what I would say, I think he's going to be in attendance. There does not really feel like there's this impending doom of a holdout or a hold in even. I think he'll be there. I'm not really worried by any means.
Yeah, I do think that it's going to be just one of the, like, again, if and only if James Cook is not at mandatory minicamp,
mm-hmm.
should you be allowed to actually voice concerns?
Now, I will say, though, if he's not there,
So Owen Parker and I talked about this a little bit on Saturday. We did a very hockey-heavy show, but we saw that there was an Instagram post mm-hmm. over the weekend as well. But again, it's all just the same harmless thing that I think at this point, which is he just wants to get paid, which is something that is a very human aspect.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's relatively harmless, but we also then got to the stages.
Yes.
And the stages are, right now, no, it's not a concern. Everything's cool. If he doesn't show up to minicamp and it's starting to cost him money to do this, then it is, I will allow you to have your concerns and voice them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not joining you.
And that's probably where I'd be at too, yeah.
Yeah, I will hear your concerns. You can call in and be mad about it, and I'm not going to say no. I'm not going to say chill out. I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to feel. If he does this into training camp, I'm joining those voices.
Right. I am now with you.
I am now with you.
And then if it becomes a Le'Veon Bell situation of missing games,
then it's louder. Training camp's the final stage. It's mm-hmm. the degree of volume.
Yep.
And I don't think we'll ever get to that point.
No, I agree on that.
But if he doesn't show up for mandatory minicamp next week, I will not say calm down at this point. I will say, okay, I hear you. I'm not with you, but I understand. I get it. I get why you're nervous, and I'm nervous, but I'm not going to say anything about it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll let you say it. I'm not going to shut it down.
And then it'll be 5 weeks of like, man, please show up.
And then it's
please
5 weeks up. Of, yeah, please then it's 5 weeks of hell.
That's the thing, too.
And
like, that's
probably
why,
where it gets me to elevated mm-hmm, to being mm-hmm. with you is because I'd have to endure it for 5 weeks saying, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal.
Yep.
We're okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. What do you mean he's not here?
That would be the biggest pain about it is that, and that's why I think next week is like the start of like, it potentially could be a big story. I'm not saying that it is, but it potentially could be a big story is that, yeah, if he's not there at mandatory minicamp, and then we've got 5 weeks to go, well, is he going to show up here?
Of hell, really.
You know, I don't imagine they're going to get a deal done. Every report is that they're not even close. So that would be surprising. Then, yeah, it just becomes 5 weeks of, yeah, like you mentioned, it's sort of the ramp-up period to that first day. Did he report? No. Damn. and then
I get mad and I'm joining everyone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because I endured this battle for 5 weeks and – this is my reward. No.
You felt stabbed in the back.
Yes, it's like I'm betrayed now. So no, I'm still at, everything's fine. There's no James Cook issue yet. That's the sentence that I have to say. There is no James Cook issue, and in parentheses, yet.
803-0550, the number to call. Do have some good news. I don't want to end the segment on a bit of a downer there.
Let's have something happy.
If you did miss it last night, big news for the University at Buffalo.
Love this.
Pete Lembo landing a 4-star recruit, an edge rusher out of Ohio. Malachi Irvin, I believe he's the second 4-star recruit to pick UB. I believe he was a linebacker back in 2005 or 2006, part of that MAC championship winning in 2008. I think they also picked up two or three other recruits from Pennsylvania and Ohio as well, which is obviously big recruiting grounds for the MAC with, well, all of the Michigan schools. And a few of the Ohio schools.
You're seeing a pair of back-to-back linebackers making it into the NFL there
yep.
with Joe Andreessen and Sean Dolak getting on a training camp roster.
And you're likely going to give another linebacker to look at. Red Murdoch is going to be all Mac again.
Exactly.
And this time it just won't be in Sean Dolak, quote-unquote, in Sean Dolak's shadow, because I think he finished second to him in total tackles
in the FBS. If I'm Pete Lembo, I'm starting to point to, hey, my defense is getting some NFL noise.
Yeah, we get guys to the NFL.
We are getting some guys to the NFL on the defensive side of the ball. Join us. And that's the one thing that you can use a little bit of strong arming as a MAC school is, yeah, you get these NIL deals anywhere, and there's going to be plenty of teams that are looking at this sort of thing. But for UB to land a 4-star recruit is a big deal. And
oh, it's huge.
To get that kind of talent that is seen coming out of high school as a high level, that's a big deal for UB. It's an important thing, and it's also a way to continue the recruiting trail.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, too. You look at NIL. Like let's say this guy, Malachi Irvin, the edge rusher, let's say he pops off for the first 2 years and decides to transfer to a Power 5 school. Well, now you can kind of put that on your resume of like, hey, we got him to Ohio State. We got him to Penn State. We can get you there. I think there is something to embracing the quote-unquote feeder program. It's not the best. Mm-hmm. You don't always have to, but that is something that you can notch on your belt. Like, hey, we got Khalil Mack to the NFL.
Yes. Well,
for this regime, it can be, hey, we got that guy to get a big payday at Penn State or Ohio State.
It may not
come
be...
here for 2-3 years, and we'll get you there. That's something I think a lot
almost
of
almost
smaller...
like a JUCO route of
yes.
sorts.
Yes. I think some of these programs are going to have to embrace that, and if they don't, they're going to get left behind. You're not going to be able to keep these all MAC players
them,
for 4 years.
If you retain them, it's a bonus.
Oh, it's great. Yeah, it's great.
That's
but
the thing.
But that should not, I think, should not be the expectation.
And it's tough to be like that, you know, to have to embrace a JUCO mentality, a junior college mindset of we're only going to have these guys for 2 years and then the transfer portal is going to happen. That's not an easy thing to accept. But it's not something that you can't use to your advantage.
Mm-hmm. Pete Lembo and staff in the first year with UB, 9-4, a Bahama Bowl win. And now they'll start this year late August at Minnesota on national TV, Fox Sports 1. We'll find out, too, probably in the next few months as well, where they line up in terms of the preseason polls in the MAC. But all expectations point to them being one of the favorites to win the MAC championship. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think you guys know by now how I feel about Jimbo and that stuff. That's besides me. That, you know, I don't make those decisions and whatnot, but he was obviously huge for us last year, and I'm excited to, you know, when he is here, to be able to get with him. It's, I obviously love Jimbo, but it's just like any, whenever someone's not here, it's a great opportunity for the guys that are, and, you know, seeing Ray and Ty and, you know, Diev and Frank just get those opportunities. Like, everybody kind of benefits from that, and, you know, but I am excited whenever Jimbo is back with us.
That is Bills offense coordinator Joe Brady talking about running back James Cook. The expectation is that he's not
okay.
There.
Okay.
We'll see. We'll see. Another player, by the way, that was talked about a lot with Brady, Dalton Kincaid.
Yes, and that's a
talk very highly about.
It's kind of been a pain point for a lot of Bills fans watching Kincaid and not getting the results that you're really getting or that you were supposed to be getting.
That's
that's why I said it. I'm looking right at you because you are one of those people. And I mean, I want to see him produce more as well. Everyone does. Everyone does. Kincaid wants to produce more.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, let's be entirely real about this. If Kincaid's not the most pissed person with his lack of lack of success, then we've got a problem here.
Right.
But I would assume that the athlete who's super competitive is also the one that is the most upset that he has not been on track.
Likely. You'd think, yeah.
I know it's never safe to assume, but I can comfortably assume that one, that like, yeah, you want to be better. Like, of course, there's always the team speak, what you say to the media of like, oh, you know, I'm just here, happy to help the team win. I'm going to contribute what I can. No. I know you're mad that you dropped that pass.
Or just the pass wasn't thrown to you, what have you.
I know you are the most mad, as a matter of fact, of everyone in the area.
Yeah.
So.
But it was nice to hear, especially because Brandon Bean had talked about, and Sean McDermott had talked about, they want to see Kincaid bulk up for Brady to be like, yeah, he's basically lived here in the weight room.
Exactly. And
especially, I know there was the image of him, would that have been a month ago at off-season workouts?
Yes.
Where he looked a little skinny and you're like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
I feel like that was just a, you know, those angles that, you know, they don't make you look as flattering.
Actually, the angle may have been good, just not for our purposes.
I don't know. But also, we don't know the human body very well.
That's fair.
We all think
I did okay in biology. I did okay.
We think we do.
Gotta be.
We don't.
I got a B
in biology.
I think I got a B.
That's your credential. I got a B in biology.
I did okay.
I think kindly shut up.
that is not enough to give you credibility.
Exactly. Kindly shut up. But like that might have also been a photo that's like it just ends up being unflattering. It's not actually painting the right picture, and a lot of people were wrongfully freaking out about that, I think, on social media. But that's social media where everyone freaks out.
Well, it was May. You know, it was May. We need anything.
I don't care. At this point, it's social media.
Sabres were in the playoffs. We need anything.
If I didn't need Twitter, I'd be off of it in like a heartbeat.
I can't.
No. I'm talking about like for here.
Oh, well. No, I can't.
I'd be perfectly fine not ever needing Twitter in my life again.
There's like 4 days where I hate it, and then there's like one or two runs of tweets where
I never really use Facebook anymore.
Never leave here.
I have to use Twitter because it's fan engagement. And
you like Instagram?
I have one. Yeah. I don't use it.
I don't use mine
either. The only reason I use it is to send you dumb memes.
I don't even do that, yeah.
I don't post anything.
I feel bad. My uncle will send me a lot of stuff, too, and I'll see it, and I'm like, I'm not opening that app.
All I do is, like, I'll send you, like, a D&D meme, and that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's unhinged, and then you don't even respond to me.
I don't use it, man.
No, I know.
People try to get a hold of me on it, and I'm like, don't.
I don't take it personal. I just see it and go, I'm not going to send this through a text.
Yeah, no. You could.
But I won't. Mm-hmm. I respect you enough.
But, yeah, Dalton Kincaid, I am curious about what this season could be for him. It did feel like there were times last year. I know Joe Marino has talked a lot about that with our morning guys that, no, like the underlying numbers really like him.
The underlying numbers really like him.
And there should be some expectation that he'll pop off. We just simply haven't seen it to the greater extent. I know his rookie year was really, really good, and he broke numbers, and he basically got screwed by being in the same year as Sam Laporta. I understand that. But to that point, Laporta has popped off far more than Kincaid really ever has. And when he was drafted, the expectation was, based on how everyone spoke about him, he is a pass catcher, not a tight end, which I would hold back on those labels, man. That is going to cost you millions.
The other part about it is, how much is scheme dictating this as well? Because when he was drafted, Kenneth Dorsey, I will still never say Ken anymore. I'm forever mad at him.
He was a Dorsey pick.
He was a Dorsey pick for a system that was going to rely heavily on 12 personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And you were going to have these two tight ends out there all the time, yada, yada, yada. He gets fired halfway through that season.
I will tell you, maybe this isn't fair.
I
do get concerned if they made a first-round pick for an offense coordinator they were willing to move off with halfway through the year.
And that's what happened.
That
I think that was Dorsey trying to vouch for, no, I need this to unlock my system. And forget that I'm running space concepts with two receivers in the same area, and that's why Josh Allen's interceptions were so high that year, because wide receivers are in the same area. Therefore, if wide receivers are in the same area, the secondary players are going to be in the same area, and there's more of them now.
That was the really bad first half of the year.
God, I am still so mad about Kenneth Dorsey.
And it's still wild. He got fired after a game that arguably really was not his fault. It's just they lost it, and they're like, all right, you got to go. The weirdest game to fire him after.
Let's not talk about Dorsey anymore so that I don't end up on a diatribe that we have no room for,
but,
really.
But it is tough to not talk about Dorsey when you bring up Kincaid, because that is the feeling around there, is that he was picked for a Ken Dorsey offense, and we are not there anymore.
You know
we are
screams?
In a very different spot now.
You know what it screams? In a different sport, Sabres trading for Brandon Montour.
Yeah.
That was a Housley idea. And then, well, hockey killer Ralph Kruger comes in and destroys everything. But, you know, the idea, though, was to execute a trade for a different coach. Mm-hmm. Execute an acquisition for a different coach. And this is what Kincaid is to me. It is a draft pick for a different coach, a different coordinator, a different person on your staff that is
very much not on your staff
validating
anymore.
This is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And my system is going to work because we're going to have this guy. We're going to run 12 personnel. Nobody's going to know what hit us. But then we're also still going to run James Cook out of a shotgun sprint draw.
Yeah.
I had to get that other sigh out.
Yeah.
That one sigh was not enough. I felt it in my chest. I needed to do it again.
He is somebody, though. I joke a lot that.
And then Cleveland brought him in, and that worked for nobody.
Yeah, that was still very.
I feel
weird.
Bad for Dorsey in that sense, because like you got fired another job a year later, but
wasn't he? He was brought in to not call plays, but be the office coordinator. And then they made him call plays.
Then they made him call plays with a terrible quarterback.
Yeah, that was a really weird situation. But I joke a lot about paying attention to a lot of what's going on with Elijah Moore, and it in some ways is not a joke. Kincaid, though, is really going to be the other guy, along with any of the new additions, Josh Palmer, sure. But it's because he was a first-round pick that they traded up for and talked highly about. And those are the picks that have kind of burned Bean in the last few years, these first, second-round picks, not being the home runs, arguably for some, not even being base hits, Kyer Elam. And so in year three, especially, and I'll grant this, tight ends do take a little bit longer to marinate. I don't disagree. I understand that.
You look at the same draft, though, and T.J. Hockenson is thriving as a second-round pick.
Yeah.
Or not Hockenson.
You mean LaPorta? You mean LaPorta?
Yeah, Sam LaPorta. Wrong former Lions tight end there.
I think they wear the same number, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that was – so let me revise that sentence. You look at Sam LaPorta, that same draft, and he's thriving right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a coordinator that's using him in a scheme that is kind of focusing on him and his athletic traits. Whereas with Dorsey, it never really happened that way. And again, because spacing concepts were not good.
Yep. Yeah, so year three is going to be huge for him. Also, and another reason too, because we did bring up James Cook.
It is kind of wild. It's only year three.
Right? But we did bring up James Cook. I'm okay with the Bills' offense. I've liked what they've done at wide receiver. I think it is more than enough to win a Super Bowl. But following this year, I think there's a really good chance James Cook is not on this roster. I think there's a very good chance he prices himself out and he goes to another team who's willing to pay him maybe close to $20 million a year. Then who's a big playmaker opposite Josh Allen you can trust? The expectation should be, based off of where he was drafted, Dalton Kincaid. Doesn't have to be. It could also be Keon Coleman. But one of those two, I think, has to assert themselves as that guy so that the sting of losing James Cook isn't felt so heavily on the overall offensive production. 803-0550, the number two call. Before we hit our next timeout, we do have your tickets to 8 amazing golf experiences with the WGR VIP golf cart. For just one low price of $129, unlock a season of golfing adventures, including Diamond Hawk, Shamrock Hills, Attica's 10th hole and golf course, Bobolink, and Golf Dojo. Your WGR VIP golf cart also hooks you up with a free box of premium Vero X1 golf balls from Encore Golf, and score deals at Rick Zurek's Golf Warehouse on Transit in Bowmansville. A portion of the proceeds will benefit PGA Hope. Get all details and purchase your WGR VIP golf cart today at getmyperks.com. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. You're listening to WGR.
Music.
Welcome back, everyone. Quick final segment here as we wrap up a Tuesday morning here on WGR. Coming up in just about 8 minutes, Sabres Live. As tomorrow...
You mean 7 minutes.
7 minutes? Oh, there we go. Mm-hmm. Coming up in, 7 minutes, will be Sabres Live as tomorrow is going to be the start of the Stanley Cup Final. We have a rematch, Florida and Edmonton. I am very, very excited for this. I have wanted this really since it became clear that these two teams could do it. I thought there was a feeling early on both these teams maybe could drop out. Obviously, with Florida dealing with injuries, Edmonton, kind of really no one knew what their depth could be or really their goaltending could be until the playoffs. But they're both back here. Game one tomorrow at 8 p.m. in Edmonton. We won't be here again until Friday, so we won't be able to talk about that tomorrow. My thoughts on this, give me, because the games will be Wednesday and Friday, give me a 1-1 start to this series going into the weekend, and I am thrilled.
I'm going to slightly disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Only ever so slightly. Why? Because I just want Edmonton to win.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's the feeling.
So you're like, take both games at home,
take both games at home and let's go.
Mm-hmm.
For the drama's sake, yeah, it'd be nice to have it that way. But also, Florida is far more dominant at home than on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So if we go chalk through the first four games, we still have a series.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's where I think it is. Edmonton was very balanced this year on at home and on the road. They were both effectively good on either side of things. Florida was a little different.
Going to be very, very excited, though. Cannot wait. Again, 8 p.m. And all games of the Stanley Cup Final will be here on WGR with coverage starting at 7:30. But with that, it's going to do it for me and Derek. Coming up next, more Hockey Talk with Sabres Live. You're listening to WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.